corn futures took another bite out of feeder cattle futures on Friday. U.S. beef exports continue to soar. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 11th of July. Grain and soybean futures rallied higher Friday, apparently mostly due to a wetter, drier forecast. Corn futures closed mostly 25 to 31 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly 10 to 22 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 24 to 39 cents higher through August of 24, and then mostly 10 to 21 cents higher. Stronger grain futures pressured feeder cattle futures an average of $1.28 lower, from 75 cents lower to 158 lower. Live cattle futures closed mixed, from an average of 53 cents lower through the front four contracts to an average of 21 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. The anemic weekly export sales report could have provided some pressure. Net U.S. beef export sales the week ending the week of June 30th were 3% less than the previous week and 23% less than the prior four-week average, according to USDA. More about beef exports momentarily. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with too few transactions to trend. For the week, live prices were steady to a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $137 hundredweight, $1 to $2 lower in Nebraska at $144 to $149, and steady in the Western Corn Belt at $147 to $150. Dress prices in Nebraska were $2 lower at $232. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 18 cents lower through Friday afternoon at $267.89 hundredweight. Select was 73 cents lower at $241.85.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed on Friday. The June employment summary was stronger than expected, but it remains to be seen if the recent rally can overcome bearish news and technical resistance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 46 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 14 points. Also, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed $2.06 to $2.39 higher through the front six contracts. U.S. beef exports set new volume and value records in May, topping $1 billion for the fourth time this year, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. May beef exports reached 135,006 metric tons, up 1% from the previous high posted in May of 2021. Export value climbed 20% to $1.09 billion, breaking the March 2022 record. For January through May, beef exports increased 4% in volume, and value increased 34% to $5.14 billion. According to Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO, for U.S. beef exports to maintain a $1 billion per month pace is tremendous under any circumstances, but it's especially remarkable given the strong U.S. dollar, continued shipping and logistical challenges, and the economic uncertainty our industry and international customers face today. He adds that across a wide range of markets, the momentum for retail beef sales achieved during the pandemic continues, and it's now complemented by a strong rebound in the food service sector. May beef export value averaged $505.02 a head of fed slaughter, up 17% from a year ago, breaking the previous record set in January of this year. Through May, per head value averaged $483.49, up 34% from the first 5 months of last year. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 11th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.